Study Guide for the Georgia Studies Unit 1 Test. What purpose do the barrier islands serve? They protect the beaches and the coast by blocking much of the wind, sand, and water that could erode the mainland, especially in storms such as hurricanes. What three major cities lie on the fall line? Columbus, Macon, and Augusta. CMA, Columbus, Macon, and Augusta. What rivers border the state of Georgia? The Chattahoochee River and the Savannah River. Where do most of these rivers flow? Into the Atlantic Ocean. What five states border Georgia? Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, North Carolina, and South Carolina. What is the most dangerous weather pattern in Georgia? Hurricanes and tornadoes. What city is most likely to experience a hurricane? Savannah, Georgia, because it is on the coast and a port city. What is climate? Climate is weather conditions observed over a period of time. What industry is most affected by Georgia's climate? Agriculture or farming is most affected by the climate and the weather of our state. Why does Georgia have a mild climate? Because Georgia is located closer to the equator than either the North or the South Poles. What are lines of latitude and longitude? Lines of latitude are imaginary lines on the globe that measure the distance north or south of the equator. In other words, they are the horizontal imaginary lines. What are lines of longitude? They are imaginary lines that measure the distance east or west of the prime meridian. These are the imaginary vertical lines running from the North Pole to the South Pole. The measurements are expressed in degrees, minutes, and seconds. What are the two important seaport cities in Georgia that we have studied? Savannah and Brunswick. What is the most populated region in Georgia? The Piedmont region is the most populated. Most people live in the Piedmont region of Georgia. Which region has most of Georgia's farmland? The coastal plain. What mountain range is in North Georgia? The Appalachian Mountains are the mountains that are in North Georgia. The Appalachian Mountains run through three different regions: the Appalachian Plateau, the Ridge and Valley, and the Blue Ridge region. What were the four Indian cultural periods in Georgia? The oldest was the Paleo, then the Archaic, then came the Woodland, and then the Mississippian. What were the first inhabitants of Georgia's main tools and weapons? Spears, the atladle, the bow and arrow, chipping and chopping tools, grooved axes, pottery, and hoes were the tools of the first inhabitants of Georgia. The Paleo or Paleo group used spears and the atladle. The Archaic group used spears, choppers and chippers, bonefish hooks, grooved axes, pipes, and pottery. The Woodland used bows and arrows and pottery. The Mississippian, which was similar to the Woodland, used the stone hoes and also headdresses made of copper. Most of the tools of the prehistoric cultures were made of stone. What caused the disappearance of the Mississippian tribes? Cruel treatment by European explorers, and also diseases that spread, caused the disappearance of these prehistoric cultures. Why did some of the Indian tribes travel so much? Why were they nomadic? They were looking for food because they did not yet know how to farm. What ended up leading them to make permanent settlements eventually? They learned how to farm and they began settling in more permanent places. Which Indian culture built burial mounds? It was the woodland. What were the key foods that the Native Americans grew? Berries, corn, squash, and pumpkins. Who was the first explorer to enter Georgia, and why did he want to explore? His name was Hernando de Soto, and he was looking for gold. What were the three main European countries that sent explorers to the New World? Spain, France, and England. They were looking for a quicker route to get to India, but instead they found North America. They were looking for gold, riches, spices, and silks that they thought they could get from India, and they also wanted to spread Christianity. The Mississippian prehistoric culture were an advanced civilization. They began to dress more fashionably, they wore beads and ear ornaments. They lived in organized villages where their farming methods were more sophisticated than the earlier Indian people. Horticulture began during the Archaic period. In other words, they began farming. Prehistoric Indians began making permanent settlements so that they could begin to cultivate plants, the beginnings of agriculture